Zeichen nicht mehr Daniel, schein der Bas für Joshua Falk. Der Parsha beginnt, was kann man auch schon bei Isa Hilly Moore. Und Aschanan ist ein Loschen Tfila, right? Und bei Isa Hilly, so Rashi, war Achar, she Kavashti Erzichon Va'ov. Timisi Shemuchutar Haneder. But after I conquered Eretz Sichon Va'og, so that he thought that Sichon Va'og is part of Eretz Israel, so maybe now he's at least got into Eretz Sichon Va'og. That's, you know, the place of Bnei God and Reuven, etc. So he thought maybe now the restriction for him not going to Eretz Israel maybe was lifted, so now it's a good chance to daven, but it didn't, okay. So, it's interesting that the Torah speaks about the type of tefillah he used, Veschanan, and the Zman that he waited till after Ba'isahi. So the Medrash Rabbah on page 10 says like this, look at page 9 rather, third line. I'm Rav Yochanan, Asara Lashonos Nikres Tfila. There's the 10 different Lashonos of Tfila. Ve'elohim, Shava, Tz'oka, Ne'oka, Rina Pgia, Bitzur, Kriya, Nipul, Pilul, V'tachnunim. And then he gives you psukim for each of them, of the different Lashonas. So what's the significance of these different Lashonas? So the last Lashon is Tachnunim. And we'll see the Shem Yishmuel is going to point out here on page 16. Look at the bottom left. He named a medrash to Tfila Nikras Basar Lashonas. Va'asiri shebekulam hu Lashon Tachnunim. So he says, V'nira, Basar Lashonas lav tifulam v'mino shonos heima. Because it's not just synonyms. It's not just this is a way of davening. Each one is a specific second line, page 17. Elohayu hayos yodesh ha'sar imke ha'lev heima. He says that the lev has 10 dargas of depth. More superficial, more inner. And the 10th most inner is that's the mamakim. He says, k'mur v'arizal, seir si mitshuvish, omim v'chol yom shi'am alos, Mamakim connected Asara Amakim Shebelev. That the 10 days of Asara Simei Tshuva, and we say Shehamalas Mamakim, so each day it's a deeper Shebchol Echad Omok Yoser Mechavero. Lakein Hatfila Nikres Lefi Omek Halev Sheyotza Mimenu. The tefillah is the omek halev. V'chol tefillah sheyotza me'omek miyuchad yesh la shem miyuchad. That the tefillah that comes out from the depth has a special. Sizeh yesh lo nami loshon tachnunim yasiri. That means, in other words, the different lashonos are parallel to the different imke halev. So loshon tachnunim is the deepest. And that's the Lashon he says about Vaischanan, Lashon Tachnunim. Fize Yeshua Menam, Lashon Tachnunim, Shu HaSiri, Yotze Mitachlis Omek HaLev, Achar Shenismal HaLev Al Kol Gedosov. Ve'elo Od Mokom L'Hochil. In other words, it's the deepest, Ad Shenis Hartza HaTfila B'Koch Godol Me'od. In other words, it's the depth that comes out of the depth of the heart, and it goes above and beyond the heart itself. It's the most exuberant of all of them. Shetfila ulu lamala lamala nikol geder gvul. It's the tefila that is the most sincere. Posachas ba'atzma shari harotzon ha'elyon. Ve'ein hazkuka le'eis ratzon. In other words, it itself is the deepest tefila, and it's ma'orer ratzon. And you don't need to have an eis ratzon, because the sincerity of this tefila is the greatest depth. Ve'ein hazkuka le'eis ratzon. The tefila amor tuvan milas ha'vaschanan shomar al binyan hispar ha'inu shekvar tismale ha'lei b'tachnunim. At she'ena yochel lahachil v'hisparza hatfila mitoch omek halev biyoser. So he says, ufi ha'omor yisbar had the omar Moshe Rabbeinu v'eschanen l'Hashem, says v'shem yishmuel v'esil himor kolal zeh shnei inyonim ru'uyim shetei tefilos v'mukubelos. In other words, what the Torah is saying is here that there are two reasons that the tefila should have been mukubel. One is Moshe v'eschanen. It's the deepest tefila. This tefillah doesn't need an eis ratzon, because this tefillah creates the eis ratzon. Ein es kuka le'eis ratzon. V'kochu ba'atzmuso l'ftoch shari ha'ratzon ha'elyon. Because it's so, the depth of the tefillah, the sincerity of the tefillah is so great. And the second thing, as Shein is, av bilodei zeh, besides the fact that the tefillah was such a high level, namishu ha'oisa ba'eis ha'hi, ba'eis ha'yidua. It was the time that the Shari Ratzon was Pasuach. It was an Ace Ratzon. Besides that the Tefillah was a Heft of the Ratzon, why was it Ace Ratzon? Because it was after Kibush Eretz Sichon, Shekol Ot Shari Shoyim Ba'olam, Shari Ratzon Ulam, Laman Lo Yenu Mimenu Gam Harishoyim. In other words, because when the Rishayim in the world, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to bring down Ratzon, because he doesn't want the Rishayim to get Hanar from this Ratzon. But after the Rishayim are gone, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu can bring down Ratzon, and then it won't be usurped by people that are not fit for it. Because he wants to say that Moshe Rabbeinu, his tefillah was the greatest level of tefillah, and it was the greatest man for tefillah. And why is Moshe Rabbeinu telling that? So Matabash al Dover, Shal Dilah Moshe Rabbeinu, is called Eila. Why? The name Moshe Rabbeinu, 3 lines, 4 lines from the bottom on the right side of page 17. The Moshe Rabbeinu Bala Hochiach es Yisrael. In other words, that there shouldn't be any yeish. In other words, because one could say, look, when Moshe Rabbeinu was alive, he still messed up big time. So imagine what's going to happen when he's not here. Page 17. First line on the left side. May you all achar patiras Moshe Rabbeinu. Hein avadu kulanu avadu b'chateinu. Kein hiktim larosim eich Hashem yismach noeg imam b'midas harachamim. So to show that Hashem is b'midas harachamim. So that's what he's saying. He says, look, my tefillah was b'tachlis haruya, l'kibol tefillahs. There was every reason that my tefillah should have been what? Should have been accepted. Because it was loshen eschanon, which is the deepest level of tefillah. It's the 10th Shar Halev, which is the most inner. And Afal Pikein, I wasn't granted Rishus to go to Eretz Yisrael. But Atem! But look at you! You were Zoche. So don't worry. Hashem is going to have plenty of Rachamim on you, you see. Look, at me, I get the greatest tefillah possible, and the greatest man. Hein from the tzad, oy mekalev, and hein mitzad, avaltem zchisem, alkein al yerech levavchem, and esh Hashem zbach noy gimochem, bevidus harachem. So So he says like this. Yivot ha-dvarim sheyesh gimel el-yonim eich Hashem yisbarach b'karev es-otim shomet tfilosu. He says there's three ways to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Roshona al yitshuva. The first is tshuva. That's the medrash he quotes here. The medrash that the Shari, different opinions whether the Shari tshuva is never ninal or the Shari tefila is not ninal. Yeah. Page 11. Tavarach Hashem Elokeinu Uzalman Shalkosuv Manit Tfilosi L'Kol Hashem Eis Rotzon Rav Chanina Bar Papa Shaal Rav Shmuel Bar Nachman Man Dechsi Vanit Tfilosi L'Kol Hashem Eis Rotzon Amar Lo Shari Tfila Pa'amim Psuchim Pa'amim Ne'ulim Aval Shari Tshuva La'olam Psuchim. And then you have another opinion, but that's this opinion that the Shari, where he says okay, but there's opinion that Shari Tshuva is never ninam. Why? Well, so what's the idea? Because Tshuva, like the Gemara in Pesachim around Daf Nun, but we say it in the Pesukei the Zimran Shabbos. B'tem harim yulodo, v'tochel eretz, v'tomer shuvu b'nei Adam. So Tshuva was one of the things that was created before Briyas Ha'olam. Kadva La'olam. So therefore it's Lamalam and Azman, because it was smaller than that. So therefore Tshuva doesn't need an Eis Ratzon, because the whole Shait of Shait is Zemnahi. So Tshuva is Lamalam and Azman. So it could work in very powerful ways, because it could bring people back in time and things like that, because it's Lamalam, it has that Koyach to undo. This is Lamalam and Azman. That's number one. Shainish tefila he mitachlis omek halev. Shiba atzma posechas shari rotzum. So the first inyan to get close to Hashem is tshuva. Tefila, we said, especially tachnunim, is the omek halev. And the third thing is eis rotzum, when it's an eis rotzum. At certain times, it's eis rotzum. So that's what Hashem says. V'eschanan, what Moshe Rabbeinu says. V'eschanan Hashem ba'isa hilei mor. I had v'eschan loshon tachnunim. That's the 10th madrega of tefillah from the Omer Kalev. It was the 10 madregas of tefillah. The Medrash says. Different loshonos. Each loshon is not just a synonym, we said. Each loshon represents a different level of closeness in the heart. Right? And so I had that. And then it was Ba'es Ahi. It was after Sichon Va'og was destroyed. So there's no Rishayim around. So it's an Eis Ratzon. And still, I wasn't answered. Because what's the idea? That Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to show the Klal Yisrael that look how much Rachamim he's having on you. And you shouldn't worry just because I'm not going to be here that the Rachamim Hashem won't endure. And then Shem Yishmuel says that Shabbos has these three inyanim. Three inyanim again, of tshuva, of tefila, and eis ratzon. It's all in Shabbos. Because when we say tshuva, it's about, it's lamalim and azman, because it's kodim, but terem horim yulodo, before the mountains were created, vatomer tshuva b'nei adam. So he says, Shabbos is also lamalim and azman. What's the pshat? So he explains it very beautifully. What do we say? Shivas yimei breishis. So he says, what's the pshat? Because there were only 6 days of malacha. So what do you mean, shiva yimei breishis? Because no, the idea is that everything that was supposed to be done on Shabbos was done on Shishi also. So that's why on Shabbos there was nothing to be done, because all the shivas yimei breishis were already accomplished in the 6 days. So he says So therefore, Yom HaShabbos hu l'mala mishivas yimei breishis. Because the yeshivas yimei breishis are in the 6 days. And then the Shabbos that stands by itself, the Shabbos is l'mala. It's not part of the yimei breishis. So it's l'mala min hazman. Alkei lo k'siv vayi erev vayivoker yom hashvi. Ki hu l'mala misei de hazmanim. So anything l'mala min hazman can bring us close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because it's not part of the regular Zman. So Shabbos has that element. So that's like Tshuva. And he says, Yitzhak b'zeh mashadikte kvod kdushas avi admor zatzal b'divei Rashi menuchas margoa v'lo menuchas aroi. That Shabbos is a dover shel kvias. It's a menuchas margo, it's a real menucha. It's not just a temporary. But how can it be? Sukkah rui l'shiva nikras haroi. Shabbos is only one day, so it certainly should be haroi. So what's the idea that Shabbos has a certain, it's kavua? Because he says that Shabbos really, when Shabbos comes, malacha is really osir la'olam. But I'll tell you, Shabbos comes, it's like a matir in the middle. But Shabbos, when you're in Shabbos, you're in eternity. It's a fascinating idea. You're in eternity. The thing was that Shanaz HaShabbos, Netzar HaMeloch HaLolam, Zeh B'Sheitz HaShabbos Chozer V'Hutra. Zeh Inyan HaVdol V'Otzai Shabbos. V'Kom Bokum Shaz HaShvisa, Yishvisa LaOlam. Alkei Nikram Nuchas Margoa. So it says, Yesh Olam Zeh Inyim HaShe Omru, Shalo Tahar Acha Meloch HaShazu Yesur LaOlam. Shabbos l'malam yisein hazmanim, and also because Shabbos is l'malam and hazman, as we said before. So if Shabbos would only be also for one day, then that means it's part of hazman. So when Shabbos comes, it's eternity. And then ki'ilu motay kashav kam, and it matter that. But while you're in Shabbos, it's eternity. It's l'malam and hazman. So that's what tshuva is. It's l'malam and hazman. It's a deep idea. And then he says in the paragraph, "Chei namil Indian tefila, be'omek halev." Shabbos also, she or bilti nigval the kli. We discussed this last week. That Shabbos doesn't have a kli. There's no mitzvahs like matzah, moror, tefillin. There's no kli to be mekabel because it's l'malam min hagvul, and that's what tefila is about. Tachnunim is l'mala, even though there's no tachnunim Shabbos, but Shabbos is mispashe l'mala, like the tachnunim. So there's no, it's not limited. It's mishtapech. You know, that's what the Zohar says. The whole brach of the week comes from Shabbos. That's what the Chafetz Chaim says. Like, you never understood why people want to end Shabbos quickly. You know, if you know, you believe that this day is the generator for all the bracha of the week, then what you'd want it to be as long as it possibly can be. At least 16.1 degrees, right? At least 16.1. I think last Shabbos was the first time already that 96 already was more than 16.1. This past Shabbos, I think it was. Yeah, 96. So Shabbos has that mila, it's l'mala min hazman, so that's like tshuva. It has the mila of tefillah that goes over, it doesn't have any gvul. That's what Shabbos is. There's no gvul, because there's no physical thing with Shabbos. There's no mitzvahs of like a tefillin, kli kibul, because kli kibul is something finite. This is, and Shabbos is of course eis rotzon. Amal shirotah Hashem yisparach ba'amu Yisrael. Rotzah banu, kivonu v'chad v'rotzon banu mikol amim. And certainly minchah l'Shabbos is rava d'ravin, is rotzon shabarotzon. So it has all those milas of Shabbos. And that was v'eschanan l'Hashem. So Shabbos nachamu is a tremendous thing. It's, Shabbos Nachamu represents that pasuk, Veschanan el Hashem, Veisahi. It's an Eitz Ratzon, it's tshuva, it's the highest, you know, it has the concept of what tefillah has, that it goes over, like you fill up a cup and it overflows. There's nothing to hold Shabbos because it's lamala. And in another piece, he writes that that part of Shabbos also, page 20. In your Zeratzinu Gam came to Shabbos, the Machmas Kedusha Shabbos of Iro La'odom, Balum Mizolios Meke as Arka Hashofel. But Shabbos has tremendous Kedusha that it humbles a person. It humbles a person. And then he says that sometimes, page 22, is that Inyan Shabbos should be Zohar v'Shomer. Shomer who below Sasa Zohar mitzisese. Tachlis HaKavon who Zohar. Rak she'efshar lovo l'bchinas Zohar ki'im al yidei Shomer. Ken adibus ha'rishun as you berum ha'malus nema v'Zohar shul losh ha'tachlis ha'mchuvan. Val dibus ha'chron shul lo ha'yoz yisrael kol kach berum ha'mala. Then a shomer, the man shall get shomer, you will be the zohar. So we have Sur Mira, we have Asay Tov at the bottom of the page before. Sur Mira, in other words, Asay Tov is really the Iker Kavana. But if you don't have hachna, if you're not machnia yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you're not going to do the Asay Tov. So first you have to have the humility. And the humility comes from the Sur Meirah. Because you have humility. And then once you have that humility, and that's the Shabbos, Zohar v'Shomer. The Shomer is the low saseh. That brings you to the Zohar. Because that shows that a person has to have humility from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Can't do anything. Some people think they can do anything they want. Some people have a balagaiva, they think they can say anything they want, they can do anything they want. So that's the ultimate gaiva. So Shomer gives you the shiflus, klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mainly, once you machnia yourself klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you're ready to do the Asay Tov. So in Shomer, Tzarekhul Yos Kashav Chazak, in Asay Tov, Tzarekhul Yos Nichna Hashem Yisbarach. In Yadush, Iker Kavon Hu Asay Tov. Say Tov, Tosef is Mala. Okay, ain't Schaal of Mitzvahs Los Hasek. So those are the Sumir. No, Mishmah Zech Hashach Mosev, Rachman, Sasha Atem Ma'at. The Indian Shomer of Los Hasek, Zohar of Mitzvahs Hasek. Tachli Fakamanu Zohar. If you will, Zohar Gim Al Day Shomer. Okay, the difference between the high madrega, that's the getter of Asay Tov. But the not in a high madrega, that's the Sur Meirah. So that's the the Sur Meirah is that you should maintain the status of being an Adam. Yasei Tov, you get a special Mila, that you're doing special things. The one is, I might have said it incorrectly in the beginning, was when I was saying the Shiflos about the Sobira, but he's saying that these two Madregas. But he says here that sometimes when he speaks about the Mishnah Tainus at the bottom, well, you're Yom Tov Yisrael Chachamisha Asar Ba'av V'Yom Kippur. So sometimes you see or in contrast to Choshech. So for example, Tu Ba'av is the or, but has to come after Tisha B'Av, because that's when the Choshech is. So the same thing, his carvus comes after. So the same thing after Yom Kippur, Sukkot. That's the ultimate is carvus. But beforehand is Yom Kippur. Shekolim Yom Kippurim hu b'chinas moldocha. V'azem aftirin meirocha Hashem nir alayim. Okay, his carvus v'avva shebhem hu yosu na'ala mishar Yom Tovim. In other words, both Tu B'Av and Yom Kippur start off with a Rechuk. The Zman Shekodim Yom Kippur B'Chinas Moldocha. That's the Zman Din. Rosh Hashanah. It's Din. So we're being pushed away a little bit. That's Din. Only after Din can you really appreciate the Racham and Menava. So you can only appreciate Tu B'Av after what? After Tisha B'Av. And these are the ideas of this Veschanan Hashem Beisah Hilimor. This is special Zman.
I could last these
words in the report. The special Zman of Veschanan, special type of tefillah, special Beisah Hi. And this is what Shabbos is. It's a special Zman. It's like the three things that keep us close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is tshuva, because it's l'malo min hazman. Shabbos also has that madrega, that it's l'malo min hazman, because it's not part of the Shiva Yimei Breishis, really. Because the Shiva Yimei Breishis are the 6 days, and then the sixth day includes the seventh day. Shabbos is l'chud. And also, Shabbos is man tshuva, he writes to Shem Yishmuel also, because you're not part of the regular routine, so you step back a little bit. He says on page 18, because when you're part of the routine, it's hard to step back. Shabbos, you step back. That's a beautiful word, he says here on page 18. Second paragraph. Because you're outside the Miskeret. That's Shabbos. So you need a special type of sincerity, a special Zman. So Veschan Hashem is the ultimate tefillah from the 10th that goes over, splashes over. It's Zman Tshuva. Shabbos has that. It has the Zman Tshuva. It has the tefillah that it's Olal Gedosov. And it's an Eis Ratzon. All these things Shabbos has. And Shabbos is the ultimate time of Aseh Tov. Because Shabbos, and that's what Shabbos is all about, the Aseh Tov. It's the Sur Meira. But the Sur Meira is just to make a person the person. But to make a person special, so Shabbos has both aspects. And then he says, but the Iker, to be Margis, something special, is it becomes after something that was not so good. You know, it was... You have the Yom Kippur coming after the Meidin, Yom Sukkah is coming after the Meidin, you have Tu B'Av coming after Tisha B'Av. That gives it a special thing. So special. And Shabbos is an Eis Ratzon. He doesn't show you why exactly, but you could say that he may HaShavua, or he may Malacha. Rabbi Baruch Kranz always used to like to say, you should live and be well. He always would say that Malacha is the klal. Is the klal of the, you know. So Mela Shabbos is after you may chasfos of your klal, but do Malacha it was part of the klal of you know of the Marishon. So then you could appreciate Shabbos more if it's after something that was not as great. Just like Yom Kippur is after Rosh Hashanah, Yom Din, and Tu B'Av is after. So Yom Shabbos is after Yom Hamalacha, Yom Achol, and Shabbos has a tremendous capability. So we have to realize we have to take advantage of Shabbos, take advantage of Tefillah, of Yom Ratzon. Take advantage of all these opportunities to get close. Which there's certain times. You can always get close. But, you know, Shabbos is a zman, the sugol kach. You're not in the routine. It's chanan al shem ve'esahi. When you're ve'esahi in a special time, and you're reschanan, you can get close. Okay, for some reason, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want Moshe Rabbeinu to come in. The famous reason that our Chaim gives is because Moshe Rabbeinu would come into Eretz Yisrael. As I'll say, the Beis HaMikdash would be destroyed. So why is that not good? Because if the Beis HaMikdash can't be destroyed, and when we sin, then the ultimate, then the alternative would be that Klal Yisrael, Chas V'Shalom, would have to be destroyed. So a tremendous rachamim why Hashem did it this way. Even though Moshe Rabbeinu had the ultimate tefillah, and the ultimate zman, it's like Shabbos. But it didn't work for that reason. It did work because our Chaim HaKadosh explains what Chazal say that if the Moshe Rabbeinu would come to Eretz Yisrael, build the Beis HaMikdash, then there would be no opportunity for the Beis HaMikdash to ever be destroyed, which on one hand that would be good, but it would be bad because if Klal Yisrael, which ultimately they sinned and the Beis HaMikdash was supposed to be destroyed, but if it couldn't be, then they would have to. You know, so that's the, you know, the Gemara and Kedushin, Mizmor Asaf, Kinol Asaf Miboilei, that Hishlich HaMasa Ol Eitzim Avonim. That's the Nechama of Shabbos Nachamu, as some bring down. So Moshe Rabbeinu not going to know Eretz Yisrael, it's a great Nechama, because that means that Klal Yisrael will always last. And Klal Yisrael has these opportunities of Eis Ratzon and Shabbos. We have to take advantage of Shabbos. It's Lamalam and Hazman. It's a time you could. Yeah, I always like to quote from the Sefer Revit HaZohav, Pasuk in Emor, B'yom HaShabbos Yachedu, B'yom HaShabbos Yachedu. It literally means you put the Lechem upon him, you set it up. But Yachedu also means to shatz up, to be mar of something. But you want to think about something. Is it good for me? Is it not good for me? This is a good thing for me to do, not good for you. So Shabbos is a good time to think. B'yom HaShabbos Yachenu, to make a decision, to think about, you know, what's a good, you know, idea for me. Is this something? Sometimes, you know, one thing, you're not sure. Is this a mitzvah or this is an aveira? You know, sometimes it can be the same thing. It can be done. B'yom HaShabbos Yachenu. So the Rid Hazav says, on Yom HaShabbos is the time. Because the Shabbos is not part of the routine of the day. The routine. Bah, you know, routine. You know, like the speaker ever said, sometimes you need 5 minutes a day just to make an appointment with yourself. To touch base with yourself. You may borrow someplace. Go from the speaker ever. 5 minutes a day to just to meet with yourself. You know, people make meetings. Some people, there's one meeting, the next meeting, the next meeting. Just to meet with yourself. And shots up. Shabbos is a great time. Eis Ratzon, Eisahi. And so there's Chanan Hashem Eisei Lemor. These are the various drachim, tshuva and tefillah, are, you know, are ideas that we could get close to, we could get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Be'ez Hashem, it's your Shabbos Nachamu, take advantage, the Shabbos, take advantage of understanding the concept of what Shabbos is, the concept of Tefillah, the concept of Tshuva, how these things, these overarching things could change our lives.